Okay, so maybe you're thinking about starting a podcast, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But I get it. The
Yeah.
whole thing can feel kind of overwhelming at first.
Totally.
Like, what equipment do you even need?
Right.
How do you edit audio?
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on the whole
Yeah.
tech side of things. But
Exactly.
what if I told you there's a way to make it all much easier,
Okay.
even fun?
All right.
So we're going to do a deep dive into the world of AI and
Okay.
how it can totally change the game for new podcasters like you.
Absolutely.
And the best part is,
Yeah.
you don't need to be a tech whiz to make this work.
That's what's really exciting,
Right.
is how AI is making podcasting accessible
Yeah.
to anyone with a story to tell.
Exactly.
And we've got these great insights from
Yes.
Benna Roberts, an
Yeah.
AI trainer who actually started her own podcast.
She's great.
Yeah.
So where do we even begin?
Right.
I think a lot of people get stuck
Yeah.
right out of the gate worrying about
Yeah.
needing a fancy studio set up and
Right.
spending a ton of money on equipment.
Benna was in the same boat initially,
I bet.
but she discovered that a lot of those fears are totally unfounded,
Really?
especially with tools like Descript.
Okay.
It's kind of a one-stop shop for podcasting. It
Wow.
handles everything from transcription to editing.
Descript, huh?
Yeah.
I've heard that name floating around. What makes
Yeah.
it so special?
Imagine this.
Okay.
You're recording your podcast, and as you speak, Descript is transcribing everything in real time.
What?
It's like magic.
No way.
But it gets even better. You can
Really?
actually edit the audio
Oh,
by
wow.
editing the text.
Whoa.
See a sentence you want to change? Just delete it in the text,
Oh, wow.
and poof,
Yeah.
it's gone from the audio too.
Wow.
No more messing around with
Yeah.
complicated audio timelines.
Hold on. So it's
It
basically like editing a Word document,
Exactly.
but for your podcast, that's a game changer,
Right.
especially for someone like me who's
Yeah.
more comfortable with
Right.
words than sound waves.
For sure.
So Benna had another great point.
What's that?
Don't get hung up on trying to be perfect
Oh, yeah.
right out of the gate. Just focus on getting your ideas out there.
Right.
You can always polish things up later with AI.
Exactly.
That takes a lot of pressure off, right?
Okay,
Like,
wait.
she's giving us permission to just be ourselves
Yeah.
and let the technology handle the rest.
Yeah.
But I'm curious,
Yeah.
what about the actual content?
Right.
How does AI help with crafting a compelling podcast?
That's where the power of storytelling comes in.
Okay.
And Benna really emphasizes this.
Yeah.
Even if your podcast
Yeah.
is educational or informational,
Right.
it's more engaging when it's framed as a journey.
A journey.
Yeah.
You mean like
Yeah.
taking the listener on a ride with you?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And Benna actually walks the walk.
Oh, cool.
Her own podcast is structured as a personal journey,
Wow.
sharing her experience,
Yeah.
going from a complete podcasting newbie to confidently producing her own show.
So cool.
It's like she's saying, hey, I did this. You
Yeah.
can too.
That's a great approach.
Right.
It makes it feel way more relatable than
Yeah.
just listening to someone lecture about podcasting.
Totally.
But
Yeah.
let's be real,
Yeah.
not everyone is a natural storyteller.
Right.
Is there any AI assistance for
Oh, yeah.
that part of the process?
There absolutely is.
Okay.
Think about ChatGPT. It can be a fantastic brainstorming partner,
Really?
helping you flesh out ideas and organize your thoughts into a compelling narrative.
So even if I'm starting with just a vague concept, ChatGPT can help me shape it into.
It can definitely give you a framework to build on.
Wow.
But remember,
Yeah.
the most important ingredient is your unique voice and perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not about AI taking over
Right.
and doing everything for you.
Exactly.
It's about using it as a tool to enhance your own
Yeah.
creativity and storytelling.
Exactly.
Got it.
It's like having a superpowered assistant
Oh, cool.
who can take care of the technical stuff and
Yeah.
help you bring your vision to life.
That's awesome.
Speaking of technical stuff,
Yeah.
let's move on to the post-production phase,
Okay.
where things get really interesting.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Right?
What kind of AI magic happens in post-production?
This is where you can really make your podcast shine.
Okay.
And Benna has some great tips for that.
Cool.
She recommends two tools in particular,
Okay.
Adobe Podcast, and you guessed it, Descript again.
Descript keeps popping up.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's pretty versatile.
It really is.
Awesome.
Benna raves about Adobe Podcast's enhanced speech feature.
Okay.
it can make your audio sound professionally produced.
Really?
Even if you don't have a fancy studio microphone.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Are you telling me I can sound like I'm recording in a professional studio?
Yeah, right.
Without actually having to invest in all that equipment?
That's the power of AI.
That's incredible.
And then there's Descript.
Yeah.
Which, as we've already established,
yeah,
can do pretty much everything, well, in
yeah
this case.
Uh-huh.
Benna highlights how much time it saves you.
Okay.
In the editing process.
Okay. Time saving is definitely something I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Benna shared a funny story.
Okay.
About accidentally repeating a sentence 3 times.
Oh, no.
During a recording,
mm-hmm,
instead of re-recording.
Yeah.
She just highlighted the repeated text in Descript.
Uh-huh.
And deleted it.
Wow.
Problem solved in seconds.
That's crazy.
No more painstakingly scrubbing through audio timelines.
Oh, I hate that.
Trying to find the exact spot to edit.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That would have taken me forever to fix
right
the old-fashioned way.
Exactly.
It sounds like Descript could seriously cut down on editing time.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
And remember, all of these tools are designed with user-friendliness in mind.
Oh.
You don't need to be a tech wizard to figure them out.
That's really reassuring.
Yeah.
It feels like AI is breaking down all those barriers to entry,
mm-hmm,
and making podcasting something anyone can do.
I agree.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
But before we get too deep into specific tools,
right,
I think it would be helpful to take a step back and look at the bigger picture of AI and podcasting.
Right.
What are the different types of AI we should be aware of?
That's a great point.
Right.
Let's break it down.
Okay. I'm ready. Right. Give me the AI rundown.
Okay. So first up, we've got text-to-speech.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You can take your written script,
uh-huh,
and turn it into natural sounding audio.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Especially for people who are maybe a little camera shy.
Right.
Or just starting out and want to like dip their toes in the water.
Right.
Before recording their own voice.
Exactly.
Cool.
Then there's speech to text.
Okay.
Which we've already touched on with Descript.
Mm-hmm.
Takes your spoken words and turns them into text.
Yeah.
Super helpful for editing.
Mm-hmm.
But it can do even more than that.
Like what?
Well, think about repurposing your content.
Okay.
You could take that transcript and turn it into a blog post,
mm-hmm,
or social media updates.
Oh, wow.
You're getting more mileage out of your content.
That's a great idea. Yeah. It's like a 2-for-1 deal.
Right.
You get the podcast episode,
uh-huh,
and then written content too.
And finally, there's audio enhancement. Mm-hmm. You've already heard about that with Adobe Podcast.
Yeah.
Basically takes your audio,
yeah,
cleans it up,
mm-hmm,
gives it that professional polish.
So even if I'm recording in my less than perfect home office,
right,
I can still have amazing sound quality.
That's the beauty of it.
That's so cool.
The key takeaway here is that all these AI tools are designed to be user friendly.
Okay.
You don't need to be a tech genius to use them effectively.
That's so reassuring.
Yeah.
It feels like AI is breaking down all those barriers to entry.
Right.
And making podcasting something anyone can do.
It really is.
It really is.
And it's not just about the tools themselves.
Right.
It's about the possibilities they unlock.
I like that.
Think back to Benna's story.
Yeah.
She didn't let the technical stuff hold her back.
Right.
She dove right in
and
used these tools to create something amazing.
It's so inspiring, right?
Yeah.
She saw those tools as a way to empower herself.
Right.
And share her story with the world.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
And that brings up a really important point.
Okay.
It's not about AI taking over.
Right.
It's about using it to enhance
mm-hmm
the human element of podcasting.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's about using these tools to amplify our voices.
Right.
Not replace them.
Exactly.
But I'm curious, what else can we do
with
these AI tools?
Right.
We've talked about production and editing.
Yeah.
But what about things like reaching a wider audience or connecting with listeners?
That's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
AI can actually help you understand your audience better.
Really?
And create a more engaging experience for them.
How so?
Remember that speech to text capability we talked about?
Yeah.
Well, that transcription isn't just useful for editing.
Okay.
It can also be a goldmine for understanding your listeners.
Okay, I'm listening.
Let's say you have a transcript of your episode.
Okay.
You can use AI tools to analyze that text and identify key themes and topics.
Okay. Wow.
You can even get a sense of the overall sentiment.
Yeah.
So people excited, confused, intrigued by what you're saying.
So it's like getting a backstage pass to how people are actually reacting.
Exactly.
At my podcast.
You can see what's resonating with your audience, what questions they might have, and even what might be turning them off.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's like having a built-in focus group.
That's so cool.
And this is all still relatively new territory.
Yeah.
As AI continues to evolve,
uh-huh.
we can expect even more powerful tools and applications to emerge.
It's like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
Yeah.
It's kind of mind-blowing to think about.
I know, right?
What are you most excited about when it comes to the future of AI and podcasting?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
One thing that really fascinates me is the potential for personalized podcasting experiences.
Personalized?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Imagine AI.
Okay.
Creating custom episodes based on a listener's interests.
Wow.
Their listening history.
Mm-hmm.
Even their mood.
That's amazing.
You're right.
It's like having a personal DJ for your podcast feed.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
And it's not just about recommending content.
Okay.
AI could even adjust the pacing.
Wow.
The tone of voice, the background music, to create a truly immersive and individualized experience.
Wow. That sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
Yeah.
But is it really possible?
It's closer than you might think.
Really?
We're already seeing this kind of personalized experience in other areas like music and video streaming services.
So it makes sense that podcasting would be next.
Absolutely. And it's not just about personalization.
Okay.
AI could also revolutionize podcast discovery.
Really?
Imagine an AI assistant that helps you find niche podcasts.
Okay.
Perfectly aligned with your interests.
Wow.
No matter how specific they are.
That would be incredible.
Right.
There are so many podcasts out there.
Yeah.
It's hard to know where to even begin.
No.
An AI assistant that could cut through all the noise and find the hidden gems would be a game changer.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
It's all about making
the
listening experience more tailored and enjoyable.
This is all so exciting. It feels like AI is about to unlock a whole new level of creativity and connection
in
podcasting.
I agree.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
It's about how we, as creators and listeners, choose to use it.
So it's ultimately up to us to harness the power of AI in a way that enhances the human element of podcasting.
Precisely.
Gotcha.
It's about using AI to amplify our voices, share our stories, and connect with each other on a deeper level.
I like that.
And that brings us back to the core message of our deep dive today.
Which is?
Starting a podcast is more accessible than ever before.
I agree.
Thanks to the power of AI.
And not only accessible, but potentially more impactful and personalized than ever before.
So if you've been thinking about starting a podcast, now is the perfect time to take that leap of faith.
I agree.
Don't let fear or technical barriers hold you back.
Right.
AI is here to guide you, support you.
Mm-hmm.
And empower you to share your unique voice with the world.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
But let's bring it back to our listener who's been dreaming about launching their own show. What does all of this really mean for them?
The takeaway is clear.
Okay.
The tools are there. The possibilities are endless.
Right.
And the only limit
is
your imagination.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like AI is handing you a microphone and saying, go ahead, tell your story. We've got you covered.
That's a perfect analogy.
Right.
It really captures that sense of empowerment that AI brings to podcasting.
It's truly remarkable.
It is.
And as we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
I
want to leave our listener with something to think about.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
If AI could remove all the technical barriers to podcasting, what story would you want to share with the world?
That is a fantastic question. It really gets to the heart of what podcasting is all about.
Exactly.
It's about sharing our unique perspectives and connecting with others
through the power of audio.
So to our listener, we challenge you to think about what story you would tell if you had all the power of AI at your fingertips.
Right.
What message do you want to share?
Don't be afraid to dream big.
Yes.
AI is here to help you make those dreams a reality.
Yeah. It really is amazing to think about how AI can open doors for people who might have thought podcasting was out of reach.
Totally.
It's like it's leveling the playing field and saying, hey, yeah. You have something to contribute.
Right.
Share your voice.
That's such a great way to put it.
Right.
And Bella's own podcast is a perfect example of that.
Oh, yeah.
She went from being a complete beginner to confidently hosting a show.
Wow.
That's actually helping other people learn about AI.
Talk about a full circle moment, right?
I know, right.
She used AI to learn about AI.
Yeah.
And then used those skills to create a podcast that teaches others.
It's like this beautiful chain reaction of knowledge and empowerment.
And it goes back to that idea of storytelling.
Exactly.
Veta didn't just dive into like the technical details of AI. Mm-hmm. She framed it as a personal journey.
Yeah.
Sharing her own experiences and struggles along the way.
That's what makes her podcast so relatable.
Totally.
You feel like you're right there with her.
Yeah.
Learning and discovering things together.
Exactly.
She's not lecturing.
Right.
She's connecting.
It is.
It's like she's saying, look, I was in your shoes once.
Yeah.
I felt overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured it out.
Yeah.
And you can too.
Such a powerful message.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that we all have stories to tell.
Right.
Stories that can inspire and empower others.
Absolutely.
And with AI as our ally,
we
can tell those stories more effectively.
Right.
And reach a wider audience than ever before.
It's like having a whole team of producers, editors and sound engineers right there in your computer, all powered by artificial intelligence.
I can't wait to see where this technology takes us next.
Me too.
It feels like we're just at the beginning. A really exciting journey.
And I have a feeling we'll be having many more deep dives into this topic as things continue to evolve.
Well, on that note,
I
think it's time to wrap up this episode.
Okay.
But before we go,
I
want to leave our listener with one final thought.
I'm all ears.
Don't underestimate the power of your own voice.
Mm.
You have something unique and valuable to share with the world.
Yeah.
And thanks to AI,
The
tools are there to help you do just that.
I agree.
So go out there, hit that record button.
Yes.
And let your voice be heard.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
And remember, even if you stumble,
even
if you're not perfect,
keep
going.
Yeah.
The world needs to hear your story.
That's the perfect note to end on.
It is.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It was fun.
We'll catch you next time.